Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm going to seek some clarity on what is one of the biggest stories in SportsGator, and I haven't understood it at all. But I think you do understand it, so I'm going to rely on you, amigo.
Great.
Yeah, trying to check all the boxes. I'll get to that coming up this hour. 248-539-9797. Anthony in Sterling Heights. What's up, Anthony?
How you guys doing?
Okay. All right, Anthony.
Good. So anyways, I believe that Jaden Ivey is the guy if he falls to us at five. I think it's kind of ridiculous not to take him. I feel like he complements Cade perfectly as far as just he's everything Cade isn't and vice versa. I think we get that backcourt locked up, it's golden for us. As far as like the DeAndre Ayton talk, especially if we draft a guard like Ivy or even Sharp, I think if we get Ayton in the front court, the jump from last year to that would be insane. And as far as the talk of trading Jeremy Grant for the 7th pick to Portland, if we take Ivy or Sharp at 5 and then at 7 and maybe take Jalen Duren from Memphis, the sky is the limit, I believe, for either one of those scenarios.
I mean, look, we talked about this yesterday, and you've obviously offered up a lot. But when we discussed it yesterday, one of the things we said is, yeah, I mean, it's suboptimal to pick 5th, but they have a ton of resources this offseason, man. It's not just the pick at 5. It's the cap space. It's the tradable commodity in Jeremy Grant. They can maneuver around on draft day. Maybe they move Grant to Portland, who allegedly wanted him, according to reports. And get Portland's pick at 7, amongst other things. I mean, this could really be a franchise-changing offseason if they knock it out of the park, but it's up to them. Like, they got to go do it, and they got to do it right. And Troy Weaver, you have a tremendous opportunity here. Take advantage of it.
Yes, sir. Full trust in that man.
What's that?
Full trust in Mr. Weaver. That's
full trust.
Sure.
Okay. Full trust. Yeah, I don't know if I fully trust him yet. Hopeful.
I believe in Weave.
Do you?
I like what he's done so far.
Like him. Like him. Love him. But I like him. Look, he was the guy I wanted. But since he's gotten here, there's been good and bad. I mean, the Sadiq Bey find, really nice. Didn't blow the Cade Cunningham pick, it appears. Killian Hayes. He's taken a lot of swings and miss at former high draft picks, but him and Marvin Bagley maybe here. So I like some of what I've seen. All right, Gator, what are you doing after the show today? What's the plan?
Probably go for a walk with the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Clean up around the house.
What are you having for dinner?
I don't know yet.
Might it be Mexican pizza?
Oh, wow. I hadn't thought about it.
I'm starting to question your fandom of the Mexican pizza.
I don't think you should ever question my fandom of the Mexican pizza. So I can get it today without having to worry about downloading the app?
You don't have to use the app today. Which you didn't want to do. You could get the Mexican pizza each of the last 2 days, but you had to download the app. You didn't want to do that.
But today's the day.
Today's the day you can do it without. Today's the first day you can do it. And now I know you also don't have to be first day guy.
No, I don't.
But today is the first day.
And I am hungry. I may stop on the way home.
Because you know who had a Mexican pizza?
Kang.
That guy back there.
Did you?
Use the app.
Did you do it?
Yeah, first day. Remember, I left the show, you know what?
This is one of Gator's all-time favorite fast food items, and it was so made crazy. Unavailable by Taco Bell.
For over 2 years. I think November 2020 was when they officially took it off the menu because of At the time, they said it was packaging issues. Remember, there was too much
into
the packaging.
Just, there's,
a lot of waste going on, cost effectiveness wasn't there.
Which is such BS.
But they said the new packaging is more cost effective. So,
how was the new packaging?
I didn't notice.
I was going to say, did you see any difference at all?
No,
in the
it was still in a like
a little cardboard
box or whatever. So they, I don't know. They must
a shallow box.
Less cardboard. I don't know. It's lighter.
Okay. But
was it every good as you remembered it to be?
I feel like that. Maybe because they haven't had it in over 2 years.
Yeah.
More beef.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a little thicker, like a little more, you know.
There's more to it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
But is it just because it just came back and they're trying still?
I'm drooling right now. Okay.
The topping was a little moved, though. I took a picture of it. I tweeted it out.
Oh.
Okay. You can take a look. So you know how it slides sometimes when you're in the car? Yeah. So.
Which is unfortunate when
that
happens.
Yeah. I still ate it.
But you're
naturally.
You will stop on the way home? You think that's in play?
I think it's definitely in play.
Yep.
Good for you. You deserve it.
Thank you.
Make a run for the border, my friend.
Yeah, I may have to make a run for the border. Where is this picture? Oh, there we go.
See the packaging? It's new,
looks the same.
New design of whatever they put on front of the packaging, but the packaging looks the same, right? It's a little box still.
Well, yeah. I see. Yeah. I'm sorry. I was just looking at the Mexican pizza itself. The box is, it's got new coloring on.
Yeah.
But that looks great. I miss you. I miss you so much.
It's been so long.
It has been so long. I will say that there is a 98% probability that on my way home, I'll stop for a Mexican pizza.
Would you? You're ready to go. Did you just say or two?
What?
Good job. Wait, so can I ask you, if you get two,
yeah,
do you eat them individually or do you stack it on top of each other? It's like a double decker.
No, it would be.
Oh,
wow.
Like a deep dish
Mexican
pizza?
I've never thought of that.
Wow.
No, it would be individually because I think stacking them is too much.
Okay.
It's like when you get burgers.
How do you know it's too much until you've tried?
Because I don't like to stack things. That I know.
Too much work?
Yeah, well, it's just, it's not that it's too much. No, it's not too much work. It's just too much all this. It's just too much. Like, when you hear people going, oh, I got a quadruple at Wendy's. Why? Well, I can say I can fit them all. Why? Just have two doubles. I think double's the most you want to do. And because you've already got the two layers of the delicious tortilla there, you don't need to go four.
Well, I look forward to your review tomorrow. Gator's going to, he's going to show up at work tomorrow, huge smile on his face. I'm going to say, hey, what's up with the smile? And it's not going to be because he had Mexican pizza last night. It's going to be because he's going to have Mexican pizza again. all right. The other thing, I had a question for you on. You had a show note. I don't know what it means, but it intrigues me. Carolina strikes back at Bud Light for backing the Rangers through Twitter.
Yes.
What happened?
So my niece sent me a text message last night. I have to find this.
Okay.
And it was through Twitter. And let me go to Carolina Hurricanes and see if we can find it exactly.
I'm looking forward to hearing this. But they pissed off the Hurricanes fan base?
Bud liked it, apparently.
Okay.
So this is what she sent me. And I'm trying to scroll through to see if they actually have it here for.
Sorry, I should have warned you.
You probably should have warned me. Anyway, so Bud Light had said Bud Light's for blue shirts. You bring the energy to Carolina, we'll bring the beer. And Bud Light said, hey, Ranger fans, we heard you might have trouble getting into the first few games in Carolina, but there's no quit in New York, it says. And then, so we've got a deal for you. You show up. And then it mentions the Bud Light for blue shirts about beer.
The Bud Light is basically encouraging Ranger fans to take over Carolina's arena?
I just had it.
Does that make any sense from a business perspective?
Well, I wouldn't want to piss off anybody.
No.
If I was going to do things like that.
So what is are the Hurricanes?
So
like,
Carolina responded.
Are they going to like boycott Bud Light?
Carolina responded by, we already offer free water at our fountains.
Wow. The actual Hurricanes said that?
That's through their, through their Twitter.
The Carolina Hurricanes called Bud Light water? That is funny.
That's what they did.
I'm sure the craft beer crowd out there right now is going, well, basically it is.
Well, of course, yeah, naturally. But that was shots fired, right? I mean, when you go ahead and you make a bold statement like that, like Budweiser did with their Bud Light product,
yeah,
and gonna back up. Yeah, here it is. I see it right now. It just seems crazy. So we've got a deal for you. You show up to PNC Arena this series, and we'll take care of the beer. Head to Bud, and then gives the where to go to get your free beer.
Gotcha.
So Caroline, not happy about that. We already offer free water at our fountain.
That's so hilarious.
By the way, I don't mind Bud Light. I enjoy Bud Light.
Yeah, but they're different beers for different times.
It's just light beer. And people will say, well, light beer is just like water. Okay.
Yep.
I'm okay with that. I'll live with it.
You can. But I don't like your beers either.
But right. But I mean, this is a hockey franchise. It just took a swipe.
Yep.
At a major beer company.
Hilarious.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.